Welcome to the 2014 Kentucky football preview at BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor as we look to preview the Kentucky Wildcats as they come into year two under head coach Mark Stoops. They were 2-10 a year ago, 0-8 in the SEC. They finished last, of course, in the SEC East, but they look, of course, to improve this year, and they have a decent schedule. They could possibly get to 6 wins and make it to a bowl game. I'll bring in the college football professor, and professor, it just was not a good year for Mark Stoops in his first season there. They were beaten badly by some teams, and they hung close in some games, but at the end of the day, they were not able to get more than 2 wins. So where do you see this team going from there as based on last year's 2-10 record?
Well, we have to say that Mark Stoops' first year was a brutal ride.
Yeah.
If it had been a bull riding contest, he would have been bucked off in 5 seconds. But in the SEC, they were outscored 21 points per game.
Man.
Their closest was against South Carolina by 7 and Mississippi State by 6. And they gave up over 40 points 3 different times.
That is just brutal. They also had to play Alabama last year. They get a break this year. They don't have to play Alabama. It doesn't really get any easier. They still have Mississippi State, and they have to travel to Baton Rouge in the West, but they do get a little bit easier of a ride. But they had a very nice recruiting class this year. A lot of people are talking about what Mark Stoops has been able to do on the recruiting trail. In fact, getting some of the top players in the country, persuading them to come play in Lexington. Talk a little bit about that and who you think the freshman who could make a difference for Kentucky this year could be.
Well, first of all, they had their recruiting class was rated 10th in the SEC, but before you look down at that, that's 21st nationally.
Yeah.
But we could look at Drew Baker, Drew Barker, I'm sorry, a quarterback. But I think the key to it is a twosome of Corey Johnson and Matt Elam. Both probably will be first team defensive tackles this year. They'll probably start as freshmen. And the most needed may be A.J. Stamps, a junior college defensive back, because their secondary was so bad last year.
Yeah, that really was. You're right. The defense is where improvement has to be made, but I think that's where Mark Stoops' specialty will come in as this as it continues here. And his wide-open offense, too. We saw Mike Hartline and Maxwell Smith with the back and forth. Of course, there were some injuries last year, but as you mentioned, they have a freshman quarterback coming in that a redshirt with Drew Barker. Also, Patrick Towles, who is a sophomore, who some people think could be in line for that job as well. Well, the strength of this team, where would you put that on the defensive side? A lot of upperclassmen returning.
Well, the talent level is better.
Yeah.
But it's got a long way to go. The coaching staff and players, now they've got a year together under their belt. So with Alvin Dupree and I believe it's Zadarius Smith, both are quality defensive ends. And then we just mentioned that recruiting class, 2 freshmen will probably start defensive tackle. Those two, Elam and the other one. So their defensive line could be very good this year.
Looking at the schedule for Kentucky this year, they open up with Tennessee Martin. They come home against Ohio. Then they travel to Gainesville to play the Florida Gators. They get an off week before Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and Louisiana Monroe. All three of those are at home in succession. They travel to Baton Rouge, as I mentioned earlier. Mississippi State comes to town for homecoming. Then at Missouri, Georgia at home. Then they travel to Knoxville to play the Tennessee Volunteers before an off week and ending up at Louisville in Louisville. So the question I have for you, and I do believe Kentucky will reach a 6-6 record this year. I think they will get to a bowl game, but what is the most crucial part of the schedule for Kentucky?
I think it's 2 games, Jacob. I believe it'd be the Vanderbilt game and the Mississippi State game. They're both at home, and I think those are the critical games for them.
I agree, and I think that perhaps Kentucky could pull off a stunner this year. You never know, as I think the defense is what will be the key to keeping those kind of games close. But we look at Kentucky overall prognostication this year. I think it will be better than last year. No question about that, right?
I think it'll be better. They should have a much better record,
yeah,
with a chance of winning 5 or 6 games. And the talent level is up, but the depth is still lacking. Of course, we know that that their offensive coordinator, Neil Brown, in his second year, he may find a few better players than Eddie Choi, but head coach Mark Stoops and their defensive line coach Elliott, who came from Florida State, they're not going to find the kind of, same kind of defensive players that they had at Florida State. So
no,
they will struggle, but they got a chance of reaching the 500 mark this year.
Kentucky Wildcats, 2-10 a year ago. They returned 7 on offense, 8 on defense. They will look to contend for the SEC East. That is it for the BunSports.com preview of Kentucky's 2014 season.